terrifying. Here's a little challenge for you. I want you to go to your girlfriend or your sister, and I want you to ask them how old they were when they first realized that crying could get them out of trouble with men. When I've asked this question, what I hear is that a lot of girls very young, like young children, realized that their fathers were very uncomfortable with their emotions, hated to see them cry. And since then, they've learned to lean into it at opportune moments. But let me blow your mind for a moment to tell you that women manipulating men with their emotions isn't actually the real problem. It's men allowing themselves to be manipulated. So be honest with yourself right now. Do you do this? Do you allow yourself to be manipulated by female emotions? How do you feel when a woman is crying? Watch this clip, and as you're watching, pay attention to how you feel, how you're emotionally responding to what you're seeing.
Turn it off.
Look, maybe you felt nothing because there's no context or anything like that. But if at the beginning of that clip, when you're seeing her crying, if you felt like a swell of compassion, of empathy, like a desire to like protect her from that pain, you should know there's nothing wrong with you. That's the masculine instinct. Deep inside us at a biological level, we feel like it's our duty to protect women, you know, the gentler sex, from pain and from suffering. But as we saw in my course, there can be lots of situations where a man confronts a woman because of something that she's done, some wrongful behavior where she's harmed him. And in response to him confronting her, trying to make her responsible, to be accountable for what she's done, she begins to cry. Now, the man doesn't want her to be suffering. He doesn't want her to be crying. And he realizes that it's him making her responsible for her behavior that's making her cry. And so he says, look, don't worry about it. Let's just drop it. We'll forget about it. He does this because he doesn't want to be responsible for her suffering. He hates the idea that he's the cause of the pain that she's feeling. But the thing is that that doesn't really hold up as an explanation because he's actually not the cause of her suffering. She is. She's the one who misbehaved. She's the one that acted badly. She's the one that caused you harm. All you're doing is pointing it out, making her responsible for it. That's not causing the pain, that's just pointing to the behavior. It's her own guilt and regret and embarrassment that's causing her suffering, not you. But I want to get a little bit darker here for a moment and sort of shine a torch in a place that a lot of men really don't want to look, because we like to think of us as like heroic beings who are like noble and self-sacrificing, and that's why we try and protect women from their emotions. But I'm going to offer up a much darker explanation, because in a lot of instances, the truth is a lot more selfish. Often men don't want to hold women accountable for their behavior because doing so would make the woman cry and, you know, you hate seeing her in pain, you hate seeing her suffer. But the real reason for that is because her emotions are too uncomfortable a mirror. When you see her in pain, in crying, it brings up your own suffering and your own pain. And if as a man, your primary strategy for dealing with those emotions is to deny or just repress them, like push them down, it can be really, really unnerving to see somebody else so emotional. Some of you guys may have heard of the term limbic resonance. It's also known as emotional contagion. The basic idea is that when one person is experiencing and demonstrating intense emotions, the person who is in the company with them can also start to feel those same emotions. You're around someone who's happy, you start to feel happy. If they're sad, you might feel sad. If they're angry, you might get pissed off as well. I notice this happens in my Hey Hero quest because sometimes people will tell me about their abusive childhood or their abusive ex-girlfriend, and there's all these horrific details of being betrayed, cheated on, whatever it may be, but they're telling it in a kind of dispassionate, sort of removed way. And then I'm sitting there listening to this story and it's affecting me emotionally. I'm overwhelmed with compassion and I start to feel upset on their behalf. And the feedback I've gotten is that for a lot of guys, seeing me become emotional based off what they went through, their story, gave them permission to start to feel those same emotions themselves. Something akin to, yeah, I suppose I logically knew that my ex-girlfriend was an awful toxic being and she was treating me outrageously. But when I saw like that it emotionally affected you, Alexander, Xander, that you got upset on my behalf, it gave me that emotional catharsis. I was like, oh, and that sucks for me. And I'm feeling grief. I'm feeling sadness. This is how limbic resonance works. Emotions are contagious. But then you can see how this is going to play out with a man who's adopting that like stiff upper lip, old school masculinity of like, I'm a man, which means I don't have emotions. I'm certainly never going to show them, you know? Anything comes up, I just repress it. I just deny it. He's too scared to be vulnerable. And so if repression is his chosen coping mechanism, if he's in front of a crying woman, that limbic resonance, that emotional contagion starts to affect him and he becomes really, really uncomfortable. He becomes scared, panicked. He starts to feel those same emotions bubble up inside him, his own unacknowledged pain. And he's like, no, this is not going to work for me. I need to shut this down. And so he stops holding her accountable. He reassures her, no, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Anything to stop you from crying, because you crying is affecting me in ways that I don't want to be affected. Forgive me for a little rant here, but this pisses me off so much when I see it with fathers who are not disciplining their daughters, you know? Their daughters are acting like spoiled, entitled, you know, princesses or whatever, and they need to be disciplined. They need to be held accountable. But then the little girl starts to cry and the father's like, oh, no, it's okay, you know? There's just a complete inability to handle the emotional reaction of their own daughter. And so they just let loose any standards, any boundaries. And in so doing, they're creating a monster. But before you single guys start getting cocky, be like, I wouldn't be that way as a father. Well, let me ask you this question. Are you this way with your girlfriend? Do you let her off the hook even though you shouldn't because you're too scared of her emotions? Let me tell you this. If you're scared to make a woman cry, then you are failing. You need to do better. Practice now on your girlfriend. At least she's an adult woman. Learn to hold women accountable for their actions. That way, when you do become a father, you can do a better job parenting your daughters. Because if we're looking for someone to blame for this current generation of women who are so entitled and obnoxious, then you do have to look at their fathers. These are the ones that raise these daughters. Can we really be surprised if a girl grows up wrapping her father around her little finger and crying anytime she wants to get out of trouble, that she's going to grow into an adult woman who does the exact same thing with her boyfriend? No, this is entirely predictable. We all need to do better. Men and women, we're in this together. And we need to start to disrupt the firmly lodged neurological pathways that exist for a lot of women. Oh God, accountability, responsibility. Someone's actually going to point out that I've been behaving terribly. I know, I'll start to cry. It's always gotten me out of trouble before. No, that can't happen anymore. That needs to end. Men, we need to be comfortable with women crying. Emotions are not a problem. They're a normal part of life. If a woman does something bad and she hurts people, then she should feel bad about it. She should be overwhelmed with compassion and empathy and guilt and regret, and that's going to make her cry. That's normal. That's okay. We don't need to protect her from that experience. She's experiencing the exact emotion that she should. Let her feel it. If she's crying in front of you, good. Let her. Don't try and save her from her pain. Grief is good. It's her actions catching up with her. It's reality asserting its dominance. No more lies, excuses, or deflections. I see what you did, and I'm holding you accountable. And if you feel sad about that, if that's making you emotional, good. Those emotions are bringing you back to reality. Do you remember this clip? I featured it in one of my videos a few weeks back.
Here's your reminder that going out is literally not worth it. If you think you're missing out and you have FOMO and you're in your early 20s, like you're not missing out on shit, I would much rather be home right now sleeping.
She's sad. She's crying. She's in pain. Good. These are her emotions guiding her back to reality. To protect her from those emotions is to do her a huge disservice. She's realizing that the party lifestyle, that clubbing sucks, and her emotions are bringing her back to reality. Her pain is liberating her from an illusion. Those tears are a good thing. Let them come. And what about this woman? I've shown this clip before as well.
It dawned on me that I'm 46 years old. And I don't have a husband to take care of me. I don't have a husband to help me. I'm 46 years old and I still need my mama. It sucks. Being single and 46 sucks. And I'm fucking tired.
She's sad, she's crying, she's in pain. Good. That is a normal reaction. She's grieving. She's coming to terms with reality. This is healthy. This is a natural, normal emotional process that needs to occur. And I'm really growing contempt for any man who wants to white knight and like step in and like save her from her own emotions. You know, what is he going to do? Like lie to her? Like, no, you're still young. You could still get married, have children. Your whole life is ahead of you. You're beautiful. I'm sure the right man is just around the corner. That is not fucking helping. Her tears are not a problem. You don't need to fix them. Her sadness is the solution and you should encourage it. In my course, 100 Sides of Women, we saw lots of real stories with women experiencing very intense, painful emotions. And I was celebrating because these emotions help you integrate your own life, your own experiences. They bring you back to reality. They're a positive thing. But Alexander, how do I let her cry? How do I let her just be in pain? It affects me so much. I get it. It makes you uncomfortable, but don't do what a lot of men do, which is just shut down and numb themselves. Because some men get so overwhelmed, it's like they completely cut off their empathy, so they don't have to feel any of what a woman is going through. It's a terrible idea because even though technically, because you're not allowing yourself to be emotionally affected, you do give her space to have her own emotions. When you cut off your emotional empathy, you're going to miss out on a huge amount of data. You're crippling yourself in the process because you're not going to be plugged into the emotional side of life. If you close your eyes to her emotional experience, you're not going to understand her. You're not going to see how she sees the world. You're going to lose your connection to her. Sometimes guys write to me on Hey Hero saying, my girlfriend dumped me and I didn't see it coming. It was completely out of the blue. Nobody could have predicted it. But then as we explore it, we find that it was completely predictable. Your girlfriend was having emotions of dissatisfaction for a long period of time. But because the men weren't plugged into those emotions, they weren't aware of that side of her life, to them it seemed like a complete shock. There are always signs. The big question is whether or not you're paying attention, which is why I say a much better strategy than shutting down your own emotions is to tune into them. When you are comfortable inside yourself experiencing and expressing feelings of grief, sadness, fear, anger, when you have no problem feeling those emotions inside yourself, you're not going to feel compelled to protect her from those emotions. You'll know from firsthand experience that those emotions are good. You will encourage them in your girlfriend. That old masculine perspective, like stiff upper lip, there's no point crying about it, emotions are dumb, is just wrong. Sorry if that triggers you, but there's no other way to say it. It's factually, scientifically wrong. And if you pride yourself on being a man of science and being a man of reality, then you need to accept this. Hopefully you're aware of what the research has conclusively proven. Emotional repression is dangerous and harmful. And I'm not talking about becoming some whiny little bitch who's like complaining all the time and like reveling in your new identity as a victim. None of that. I'm not talking about being codependent and turning your girlfriend into your mum, begging her like a toddler to make it all better for you. I'm talking about a rational, responsible integration of your emotions into your own life. A healthy acceptance, a self-awareness. If something sad happens to you, it's okay to be sad about it. That's normal. If you're disappointed by something, that's okay. Grieve it and then let it go. If you're looking at some injustice, it's natural to feel pissed off about it. That anger can be useful. It can spur you into action to try and improve things. Even fear, I would argue possibly the emotion that men are most uncomfortable experiencing, is really, really important because when you repress that fear, all you're doing is blocking it from your own conscious awareness. That doesn't mean it goes anywhere. It means it goes underground and it registers itself deep inside your nervous system. If you've ever had that experience for like weeks or months of having like a chronic anxiety, like a feeling of unease, that's your nervous system. There's a whole bunch of unexpressed fear. Looking at it, talking about it, feeling it, that's what's going to help that dissipate so you can actually move on and not be scared. In order to heal, you need to feel. And I am sorry if you're not appreciating the strength with which I'm saying all of this. Like, Alexander, why can't you just be open-minded? Like, why isn't this just one theory amongst many that could be, you know, true? Because it's not. The fact of the matter is that you either accept the science or you deny it. How do psychologists help people release trauma? Do they say toughen up? Do they say just don't think about it? No, they say express it so that we can release it. Trauma counselors around the world employ the same method. Why? Because it works. It is scientifically proven. And if you're having a hard time hearing this, you don't want it to be true, then you do have my compassion. I'm sorry if what I'm saying feels like it's undermining your coping mechanism. But the truth is that my compassion doesn't change the facts. If you want to have a functional, healthy relationship with a woman, then one of the means of bonding with her is going to be through your emotions. If you're not in touch with your own emotions, then you're not going to understand hers. And that's going to be a chasm between the two of you where a lot of fights and arguments are going to occur. You've probably heard that man-woman trope where a woman just wants to vent. She just wants to talk about her emotions. But the man just, instead of listening, he just tries to solve it. Well, you just need to do this. And then she gets really pissed off, like, stop trying to solve my emotions. You know, I just want to talk. I just want to express them. This is part of that. Men who are so uncomfortable with their own emotions that they can't bear to see their girlfriend actually express what she's feeling. And so he tries to shut her up, like shut her up prematurely, you know, by just solving the issue so that she doesn't have to feel her emotions. And in so doing, he doesn't have to feel his own emotions. That's what's really going on. But if you do that enough, then your girlfriend is going to lose patience with you. She's going to stop coming to you. She's going to stop sharing things with you. Like, why would I bother telling him what I'm feeling? He never understands. He never listens. And so the communication dries up, and that kind of thing can kill a relationship. If you want to understand women, you want to be able to have healthy relationships with them, and you want to be able to hold them accountable for what they've done, then you need to be comfortable with your own emotions. But of course, women are not always honest about their emotions. Quite often, they'll use emotions manipulatively, or they might be crying about something that's completely different than what you think they should be crying about. And so how do you navigate that? How do you know when to indulge a woman's emotions and validate them, and when to be suspicious that she's using them manipulatively? It's a big question, and I think it's too nuanced and specific to go into in the main YouTube channel. But for people who are interested, the full length version of this video gives my complete guide on how to do that. So if your girlfriend is emotional, but you're not really sure whether or not to trust her emotions, please come and check out this video. It's going to answer all of your questions. Here on YouTube, I always release these sort of shortened, abridged versions of the videos. If you ever want the full extended version, like the uncut version, they're always over on Patreon.